Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh, man, I am not getting over this Prince news anytime soon. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of what is normally 364 days out of the year, the most motivation you're ever going to get. And who knows, maybe this show will turn into that. Man, let me tell you something. Tell me Santa Claus isn't real. Tell me anything you want, but don't tell me Prince is dead, man, at the age of 57. I can't even believe it. Yesterday, it was around 1:30, I was shooting videos for the Everyday Saturday Academy. I'm down here in my office slash studio slash whatever. And my wife sends me a text, hey, news, rumors that Prince is dead. I'm like, what? And now my wife is upstairs. You're wondering, like, why would your wife text you as opposed to just come down and knock, knock? I'm here. Well, number one, when I'm recording, there's a big gold do not disturb, not only just for the kids. We got a family of six. You know, who knows what's going to come running in when you got the video camera going. And secondly, she's taking care of our infant upstairs, so she can't leave her anyway unattended. So she sends the text. I'm like, no way. I didn't even know what she was talking. Like, Prince. Okay, Prince. Now, okay, Prince Harry, Prince Andrew. No, Prince, the singer. I'm like, no way, man. Come on. It was the summer of 1984, Bradford, Pennsylvania. It was the year of my 16th birthday. The beauty of having a summer birthday at the end of June is that everybody loves summertime. You're not in school. It was wake up when the sun just got too bright in your bedroom. You know, you're going into your, what, sophomore year of college that year? No, I'm sorry. I'm all frazzled. Junior year of high school, rather. You go and you wake up 10, 11 in the morning, throw on a pair of shorts, you go play basketball all day, then you got to play youth baseball at night. That's what, that was my summer, man, as simple as it gets in Bradford, PA. And Purple Rain was everywhere, man. There was three artists that dominated the summer of 84. It's probably more than that. You think of Culture Club, Huey Lewis in the News, but you had Prince, Michael, and Madonna. Just three words. Now, you don't even need last names. Prince, Michael, and Madonna. And that summer of 84, I went to the Michael Jackson concert at the old Rich Stadium in Buffalo in Orchard Park. First concert I'd ever been to was Michael Jackson's Victory Tour. Thriller was just ridiculous. I mean, it was off the hook. And then Purple Rain Tour was it began that fall into the winter, and Prince was at the Buffalo Auditorium, the old Aud. And that seated about 16, 17,000. That's where the Sabres used to play before they tore it down in the mid-90s. But anyway, Prince was there December 17th, 1984, and I was at that concert. Rumor has it I actually gave him a high five when he was coming off the stage, but, you know, that can't be confirmed. There's no video. I believe it happened. My buddy said, no way. You weren't even guys. Hey, well, whatever, man. Now that we're 30 years away from it, let me tell you, it definitely happened, man. And it's like music can take you back to a point in time in your life. Everything can change. You can get longer in the tooth. You can have gray hair. You can lose your hair. Things start to sag and drop on your body. And it doesn't matter, man. Music takes you right back to where you were. And for me, it was the summer of 84. Life was just so incredibly simple. Got my real first job at the Penn Hills Country Club. I wanted to work at a country club. I washed golf clubs. And that's all I did. The rich people would come in. They'd drop their clubs off. They would be just, depending if they were a hacker or not, I mean, the clubs would just be disgustingly muddy. And I would clean them all up, brush them, polish them, and put them back in their proper place, storage, inside the country club until the rich people came back to golf the next day. And I got their clubs out and put them on the back of their cart, strapped them in. They had to be facing a certain way. But I enjoyed that because I was fascinated by the wealthy. I was fascinated by the people who actually had money growing up in a big old barn of a house, youngest of eight kids. grew up, you know, when we had food stamps or we didn't have food stamps, doesn't really matter. Not to really compare how poor I was compared to anybody else, but certainly we didn't have the money to join a country club. And I wanted to study the rich, and I've always been fascinated by the rich. I've always been fascinated by the wealthy, the decisions they make, the bad decisions they make, the good decisions they make, what they place a value on, how they treat people. Because, look, if you're a jerk and then you come into money, what do you become? You become a rich jerk. And there was a lot of rich jerks at the country club, and there was a lot of very nice people who treated me very kind. They knew my mom. They knew the struggles that we went through or she went through, and they treated us very much with respect. And I never judged rich people. I just never had this predisposition to hate them like a lot of people do. And I wonder if people don't like the rich because they're rich or because they're not them. You know, it's kind of, I don't know which one. But that summer, man, was all about music for me. Wherever you went in Bradford, whether you were flaming the Main in your car, which is what we did, drive up and down Main Street all night long in the summertime, Prince at somebody's car was playing When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, I Would Die for You, all of the Little Red Corvette, 1999. It was playing someplace somewhere in somebody's car, playing basketball. You heard it playing over at the swimming pool in the park. McKean County Fair, which was a big deal when I was a kid, went over there. It was playing. It's just everywhere. And now Prince is dead, and it's like that, you know, that part of your adolescence kind of, you know, it goes with you. I'm curious. Hit me up on Twitter. What was your favorite Prince song? Which one resonates with you, you know? Hit me up at Sam Crowley. I'd love to hear it because I ain't getting over this anytime soon. I think we all need to get through this together. And if you're like my wife and kid, just saying, Sam, what's up? But they're like, Dad. The kids are nice. They're not. Oh, yeah, Dad. No, I get it. They don't get it. This was before auto-tune and you needed 16 different writers just to write you a song that would synthetically get your voice to sound like something. No, this was real music, man. Prince played like 70 million different instruments and played them all amazingly well. And, yeah, the guy's dead, and I'm not dealing well with that. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going for a run, probably about a five-mile run. I'm downloading the entire Purple Rain soundtrack into my iPod for $9.99 on iTunes. It's doing that as I'm recording the show. And I'm going to listen to the entire soundtrack when I go run for 5 miles. And that's it. And then Monday night, April 25th, I'm hosting at 8:30 Eastern Time a live podcasting training. So you can go to everydayissaturday.com/podcast training, and you can tap into that if you get this podcast in time. everydayissaturday.com/podcast training, and I'll teach you how to generate leads, how to build a brand, get your voice out there using what I'm doing right now, podcasting. It's a great way to build a relationship. You know, you and I are with each other all the time, every day. So you know how I'm building a relationship with you. Whatever your muse is, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever brand, service, product, anything you want to build it better, you want to build a more intimate relationship with an audience that's global or even local, I'll show you how to do that on the podcast training. Go to everydayissaturday.com/podcast training, and you'll see the page there to register for the live webinar, August 25th at 8:30 Eastern Time in the evening. So here we go. It's getaway day. It's weekend. It's Friday. I'm a little sad today. Not going to let it ruin my day. Very nostalgic. I've been watching YouTube videos. I'm watching. Well, you know the best thing? MTV plays videos again. Found that out because last night, all night long, Prince videos playing. So, hey, it got MTV to play videos. Isn't that awesome? So with that being said, go after whatever it is you want to do, man. Life is way too short. The weirder you are, the better. The more strange people look at you thinking you lost your mind, the better. We ain't living life for other people, man. It ain't to be judged. It's only one judge, okay, at the end of your life. But I'm here to tell you, get after it in a big, big way. Screw what the naysayers say, baby. There's going to be haters everywhere, every single time you try to do something different, you try to be great. There's going to be not a lot, like 2 out of 100. Remember, you don't live your life for the 2%, you live it for the other 98% that are waiting, that are just saying, hey man, help me out. I want what you got. I want what you got. Get after it in a big way. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.